Hello, this is David LoCicero. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been able to post here at the blog. I've been busy working on projects for my clients, but I've got a few minutes, so I thought I would try another audio blog post. Today, I will be talking about the Americans with Disabilities Act, also known as the ADA. This past week was the 25th anniversary of the signing into law of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The ADA is not a building code. It is civil rights legislation intended to allow people with disabilities full access to the built environment for living, education, employment, healthcare, travel, and entertainment. I have been consulting on accessibility issues and working on projects correcting existing conditions for businesses ever since. All new commercial work and commercial remodeling projects have to comply with the legislation. While we have made strides in 25 years, we still have a long way to go. Access is still not universal. My mother-in-law uses a walker at home and a wheelchair out in public. Consequently, we are sensitive to the deficiencies in the environment. We recently stayed in a hotel and requested a handicapped accessible room. While the room was on the ground level, the interior doors in the room were too narrow, there were no grab bars in the shower or toilet compartment, and there was insufficient space next to the door for somebody in a wheelchair to exit on their own. In addition, all the doors had knobs instead of levers. All these problems meant that the room was really not accessible. And while not all rooms in a hotel are required to be handicapped accessible, none of the things I've mentioned would have been very expensive and are very useful for fully able-bodied people as well. Think about trying to get in and out when you've got your hands full or when you're carrying luggage. These things we think of as being for handicapped accessibility really make life easier for all of us. Not all disabilities require a wheelchair. Sometimes mobility issues require a cane or a walker. Sometimes people have limited or no vision. Sometimes people lack depth perception. Sometimes arthritis or prosthesis make gripping difficult. Some people are very short, others very tall. As architects designing commercial, government, and other public buildings, we are charged with thinking about all users and clients and have to take all these potential disabilities into account, ensuring the built environment is universally accessible. In single-family residential work, the ADA does not apply. However, it's still important to consider making decisions with universal accessibility in mind. I have designed residential projects for clients who were deaf. In that project, while we did use some technological solutions, the real solutions had to do with maintaining lines of sight throughout the house from a few key points so the parents could monitor the entire house as well as the front and back doors. I often design projects for mature adults who want to stay in their remodeled home for as long as possible. That usually means thinking about making hallways a little wider, ensuring that interior doors will accommodate a wheelchair, and thinking about how high or how low things are mounted. I will also recommend installing lever hardware on doors and minimizing steps up and down. I try to design what is called universal design, which allows full access for people of all levels of ability, sizes, and ages. Not every project client wants to venture into that territory, but it is required by law for commercial clients, and it is sensible for residential clients who want to stay in their homes as long as possible as they age. If you're thinking about remodeling your home with the idea of making it easier for you to stay in your home for as long as possible as you age, I offer an aging at home audit service. In this service, I come to your home and perform an audit, identifying what would have to be modified in your home to make living there easier as you age. There's no expectation that you will hire me to do the work. The audit provides you with information. You can remedy many of the items identified on the audit yourself, or you can work with a handyman or a contractor to start getting the house ready. If you're interested, see the Aging at Home audit page under the Services tab on the website for more information. Thanks for listening.